let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
These kids don't even know what they're looking at. All right, there's 98 for strike one. Just rock and fire for the number one prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization.
Really easing into the work today.
Yeah. Yep. Get that pitch comm fixed. See, this is what I'm talking about. Not, I'm not mad. Don't put it online that I'm mad. But, oh, we're going to take a break. I'm going to do the pitches. Got to redo my pitch comm. Got to get it back in my hat. It's like, throw the signs out. He's going to throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
One.
Like, what do you think he's going to throw on this pitch? If I would say 98-mile-an-hour fastball minus 10,000. Or Ched minus 10,000. Let's see. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's ripped, but it's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Directly to the center fielder. One away in the bottom of the first.
Pitch comm out of here.
1-0 Indianapolis early on.
All right, I got a few transfer portal stories for you as we'll keep an eye on how many innings our big giant mountain muscled milk drinking man will drink.
Yeah, you do the show. I'll watch Paul Skeens.
So, first of all, people really like this Vince Genitone guy. Have you heard the name Vince Genitone?
Yesterday afternoon, about a million times.
You want to know why? You want to know why people like him?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, why do you think people like him?
I don't know. He's from around here?
Well, not from around here, but...
Around here.
How far is North Platte? Like 4 hours?
Yeah, a bit of a jaunt.
4 or 5? I mean, that's out there, baby. We're getting close to Mountain Time.
I'll bet it's a little further.
It's out there. So, four. He's out of North Platte. He played his first year at Montana. He didn't really do much in his first year at Montana.
The Grizz.
He's joining Nebraska as a walk-on. It might be the most coverage for a walk-on from the state of Nebraska that I've seen in a while.
Oh, we love the walk-ons.
But I will say this: he does have legit track speed, and he does it all on his frame, which is when he was running in high school. It was like, you know, he's running against Jalen Lloyd and everybody else, and it was like, all right, we have Jalen Lloyd. He's what? You know, 6 foot, 175 pounds or something like that. It's like, yeah, okay, it makes sense why he's burning it. Vince Genitone's probably like 6'2", 6'3", 230 pounds, and he's like stride for stride with him, you know? So that's why people are excited. So he has joined the Nebraska football team and their giant football roster.
I'm happy people are excited.
You don't seem excited.
I don't know.
And
you don't
have
know
any,
enough.
You don't have any takes.
I plead ignorance. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Portal story. Actually, let me throw in a fourth portal story. Let's sneak in another portal story. Will Kyle, the former Bellevue Westian,
okay,
who had played his first couple years at South Dakota State, he is committed to Mick Cronin's UCLA Bruins, another Metro kid back in the Big Ten.
Back in the Big Ten.
How about that? So we got Will Kyle, we got St. Thomas, and we got Frankie Fiddler on the Big Ten next year. Where will Chucky Hepburn end up? He's leaving the Big Ten. Or is he? All right, so there's portal story number two. Portal story number three, Dylan Edwards. We talked about him yesterday, the running back out of, you know, Dylan Edwards, the running back out of Colorado, from Colorado, out of Kansas originally. Yeah, I think he was from Kansas originally.
Dylan.
Yeah, I think he, let me think about some of his stats off the top of my head. I think in that first game against TCU last year, he did something like have 6 carries for 24 yards and a touchdown, and five catches for 135 yards and 3 touchdowns against TCU, something like that. He had a great game against TCU. He was okay against Nebraska. I think he popped a couple runs in the second half, if I remember right. But he was a player that Nebraska sought during his high school recruitment when it came down to – actually, it looked like it was down to K-State and Nebraska for a while, and then Colorado jumped into the mix, and then he decided to go to there. He's out of the Colorado game at this point, and he's back in to the portal. Here's my request. Nebraska gets him for the bit. we're basically in a world where there's no scholarship limit whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You can pay people whatever you want to pay them. Wouldn't it be just an added layer of nasty if Dylan Edwards appeared on Nebraska's roster next season?
Get nasty.
Now, I will say this. There is some functionality to it as well.
You need a running back?
Running back is a position of need. I don't know that he would jump into the mix compared to what else Nebraska has to offer at that position right now and be like far and away the best. And you just, you know, like I think he he kind of has the feel of, you know, kind of like Emmett Johnson to me. Like he's a good player. Maybe they think higher of him, but that's kind of like, it doesn't feel like, oh, you'd be getting this guy because he's got bona fides. I mean, he ran for something like 76 carries and 321 yards and a touchdown last year. Something like that. But he's a good receiving threat out of the backfield, almost 300 more yards out of the backfield, you know, catching the ball. But really saw his role kind of deteriorate as the season went along. Remember, they had an offensive coordinator change. So maybe there's some untapped potential there with Edwards. I don't care about any of that. Bring him on the roster. Just for the nastiness. That's all. I am imploring you, Nebraska. Bring Dylan Edwards to town. Bring him home.
Let's do everything
to
just make this
blow it out.
Bitter.
Blow it up.
Nasty.
And finally, one more portal story. Here I have a story for you. This is not about a local guy. It doesn't involve Nebraska really whatsoever. Oh. Let me tell you about a story of a guy named Kyle Ford. Kyle was originally committed in the class of 2019. He was a four-star.
So long ago.
It was a long time ago. Class of 2019, he was a four-star recruit. Highly sought after. And so he is from Orange, California, and he decided to go play his college football at USC. Great choice, right?
Sure, fine school. They got
a great wide receiver history there, and a strong, strong choice for him. Let me pull up his stats.
Off the top of your head.
This is just off the top of my head here. So, he in his freshman year, he only played in four games, took the red shirt. Then his sophomore year, he must have got hurt. So that was in 2020, so it doesn't really count anyway. He was on USC's campus for 4 years, but he has a COVID year as well. Ended up in his fourth season at USC in 2022, ended up having 20 catches for 365 yards, a mildly notable player. Then after his fourth year at USC, he decided to transfer to crosstown rival UCLA.
Ooh.
And he said, I'll go play for the Bruins now, the rivals. He had 22 catches for 236 yards, something like that, and a touchdown. Once again, a mildly influential player. And that brings us to yesterday, where Kyle Ford once again was in the transfer portal.
Oh, make a commitment, kid.
Well, what does it mean about him that he has decided to go back to USC?
Oh, you can't trust this kid.
So he will play. He will end up playing five separate seasons at USC and one at UCLA. Here's his quote to Hayes Fawcett of On3 on his decision-making process on why he ended up back at USC. Quote, my fault, I was tripping.
I mean, yeah, clearly.
That is incredible. That is so good.
He knew he had to own it in some way.
So once again, USC for 4 years to UCLA and now back to USC. My fault. I was tripping. Back to USC. Pretty funny stuff. Pretty funny stuff.
You got to get some like USC tattoo on your body or something just to like let everyone know.
I think you
like,
just get the quote tatted on your body. Said, my fault. I was tripping.
I'm here.
I was tripping. He did respond to Hayes' tweet of his commitment graphic and said, tripping, LOL, let's get to work. I'll make it up to y'all. Handshake meme.
Oh, okay.
Or handshake emoji, I guess. I love this. I appreciate him taking personal responsibility and saying, hey, that was a mistake. My fault. I was tripping.
Kids do dumb things.
Kids don't often say, I was tripping.
True.
You know? They just say, well, you know, a lot of things led me to this decision, mm-hmm. outside factors, NIL, one way or the other.
Coaching staff, he just
owned up to it. He said, I was tripping. I messed up. I did the wrong thing.
You got me.
Pretty good stuff. We appreciate that. All right. That's the transfer portal update of the day. I'm sure there will be several more during the show today because it is, after all, a day. Mitch Sherman is coming up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. We'll talk about the spring game with Mitch. But a reminder in one of a few today, join us tomorrow for the spring game roundtable. We'll be there from 10 to 2 on Sportsmanlike Conduct from 2 to 6. So we will have a presence there from 2 to 6, or from 10 to 6. I apologize. 173rd and West Center tomorrow at Oscars. We'll be eating chicken wings and eating pizza and drinking beers all day long. And then our special spring game roundtable with all of us, including Nick and Gary as well, at noon right here on the Connor Happer Show. Join us tomorrow and drink beers, 173rd and West Center Road, for the spring game roundtable.